Hail Satan prayer at Alaska government meeting sparks outrage. By Hannah Blow on June 21, 2019. A walkout occurred at an Alaska government meeting Tuesday after an official ended a prayer by uttering the words Hail Satan, local media reports. The official, Iris Fontana, who also happens to be a member of the Satanic Temple, delivered an invocation ahead of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting Tuesday, sealing the prayer with Hail Satan. Let's cast aside our differences, to use reason, logic, science and compassion to create solutions for the greater good of our community, Fontana said. It is done. Hail Satan.
Thank you.
Almost a dozen people walked out in protest, including Mayor Charlie Pierce. Additionally, a number of protesters stood outside, local media reports. Technically, the satanic prayer was permissible due to pushes from the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, of Alaska. KSRM reports. In October, the Alaska Supreme Court ruled that the borough's previous prayer policy violated the state constitution. The lawsuit was brought on by the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. The previous policy only allowed certain groups to deliver the invocation. The borough then passed a resolution to amend their policy at their meeting on November 20 to broaden the scope of eligible invocation providers to better reflect the diversity of beliefs in the borough. One of the protesters flew from Pennsylvania to protest the satanic invocation. These are just a few of the instances where God has defeated Satan, William C. Eben Morgan said, according to KSRM. Whatever the results of the June 18 rally of reparation, God will be pleased with our public prayers of reparation, he continued. We want God's blessings on America, not Satan's curses. Lucifer is the eternal loser. Let's keep him out. The Satanic Temple made headlines in April after the IRS announced that it recognized it as a church, thereby giving it tax-exempt status.